Catherine had already been doing work on peer interaction. So she was skilled with looking at moment-to-moment interaction. And we had been looking at the work of John Gottman and Roger Bakeman and people who'd been doing different social interaction work. We also had the very good fortune to attract a graduate student in linguistics to work with us. And she was interested in discourse and the function of language and how that works in conversation and stuff. So she helped us develop that code. So Catherine and Sherry and I, Sherry Condon, really developed that whole coding system for looking at individuation, individuality, and connectedness and their interplay. And we laid out all these coding, you know, we did the audio taped interviews with these families. We transcribed them all on typewriter and then had these elaborate grids where we coded, like for each utterance, it had both a move function and a response function. And we coded those and figured out how to aggregate the data and everything. So, but it was piecing together, you know, my experiences and background, Catherine's and Sherry's, create this.
Was that an easy process, or were there things you'd come across that you'd have to figure out what to do with them?
Oh, we were always figuring stuff out, yeah. But it was fun. I mean, that was the thing. It was hard. It was really hard, but it was really fun. I'll tell you a story about that. Catherine and I were working on a grant. So we did a lot of our grant writing, like in at a restaurant or a coffee shop or things like that. And one day we were over at the student union at Texas working on a grant proposal and drinking a lot of coffee, you know. And so I don't know how many coffees we'd had, but we were working and going back and forth. And, you know, it was before the days of laptops. So we were writing stuff and passing it back and forth and everything. And at one point we looked up and it was like 6 o'clock on a Friday evening. And we were in the Cactus Cafe, which becomes a bar in the evening. You know, we were looking around and it's like, here we are on our 7th cup of coffee and everybody else is doing happy hour. We just cracked up, you know. So that's the way it was. It was really, it was intense. It was so intense, but it was so much fun.